Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Hi, this is Jim O'Hara with a check of news on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. It's 4 after 9. An engineer who spent 25 years designing guns took the stand yesterday in a federal trial over Illinois' ban on firearms like the AR-15.
Jim Ronkinen worked for Remington, one of the largest gun makers in the world. He testified the semi-automatic guns that are now banned were widely used for lawful purposes, like hunting and recreational shooting. Downstate attorney Thomas Magg is representing the plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit.
The Second Amendment protects firearms in common use at the time. Well, if the AR-15 is literally the most popular firearm probably ever in the United States, it's clearly in common use.
The trial is scheduled to resume this morning with witness testimony from both sides. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The city of Davenport announced yesterday that the city council is welcoming former East Moline city administrator Doug Maxiner as the new city administrator. He begins work on October 28th. WVIK Quad Cities weather, today sunny with a high near 89, overnight mostly cloudy with gradual clearing towards morning, low about 61. On Thursday, sunny and a high near 89, and on Thursday night, there's a 70% chance of showers with a low of 65. On Point, while many economists are skeptical of Vice President Kamala Harris's proposal to give $25,000 to first-time homebuyers, for the past couple of years, a Florida program has given eligible homebuyers up to $35,000. Hear about it today at 1 on Point here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.